In Kuf Yud Ches, we're up to Sif Dalid, which we learned quickly at the end of the last Sunday. And as I said, we got through the difficult part was Sif Aleph and Beis, which was the question of which items need two simanim and which need one. Basically, we're makel except for the three that I mentioned in the Gemara, which are fish, meat, and wine. So basically, I say basically we're makel. It may be individuals that are machmir, but usually we're makel. The sifim that we're learning now deal with the mitzias of a chaysim or a double chaysim. What exactly constitutes a chaysim and what doesn't? And Sif Dalid brings a Rashba that talks about a mafteach. Now again, the word mafteach literally means a key in the ancient world. The key in the ancient world was not a very good assurance that your stuff would be safe, because the old keys were easily picked, not like today's keys. The word mafteach, as it's used in this simin, means an inferior simin, a simin which is easily forged. A chaysam is a signature. That's a solid simin. So what it says here in Sif Dalid is mafteach v'chaysam havi beis chaysamais, that it's enough a mafteach. Once you have one chaysam, it's enough one mafteach as well when you need two. Avadvarim shadai b'chaysam echad, but things that have one simin, which are most things. But there, a mafteach is not good enough, and that itself is not adequate to be considered a chaysim. So that's the mechaber's ruling. Basically, it's a cooler to us because we would have understood you need two solid simonim. So we're saying no, you need one solid simon, and then the second one could be one. Even that could be forged, but there's always certain mirtis to forge things. This is the halacha of Sif Dalid. Here we have a dispute between the Shach, Sif Katan Chav Beis, and the Prichadash that's on the side of the page. Let's see first the Shach. V'dvarim shadai b'chaysim echad. Why did the Shulchan Aruch say that things that need one simon, so then it's got to be a solid simon? So the Shach says, Mashra hainu b'champag. Champag are the things that need only one simon. And ki yitzabai. V'nira l'fizeh hu adil l'das ha'yeshayim b'mafkin. Okay, we have to review. I mentioned to you last week that there's a stira in Shas between things that need two simonim, which is the regular rule of this simon, and the Gemara in Elul Metzias and elsewhere, that mechatech le'atlos akarnisa, that there were times that they apparently made just one simon. He cut the meat a special way, and he sent it. So when is it enough one simon? When is it enough two simonim? When do you need two simonim? The Mechaber said that if the person is going to recognize the simon, that's b'mafkin. Mafkin means you give it to someone and you're coming back to get it back from him. It's a pekud. When you send it, you send him to deliver it. So he thinks the receiver doesn't know the simon exactly, and he'll imitate the simon, even though he won't be able to get it exactly right. It'll be good enough. But if he knows the person who made the simon is coming back, then one simon is enough. And Hu Adin, it said, if the guy is told that the receiver knows the simon, the receiver is familiar with the simon, that's also the same as mafkin, and then one simon is enough. That was the Mechaber's heter. We had also the Ramah that by a guy it's enough one simon, the Yehudi Choshen is worse and needs two simonim. And then we had a third Nahaloch that if the guy doesn't gain anything by being machlefit, it's also enough one simon. So we had a number of kulas where it's enough one simon. What's negat to us in this shach is a case where one simon is enough, where you're going to recognize the simon when you come back. Is that need a superior simen? Or is it enough even an inferior simen? If someone will hold that the that today's shtemplach is an inferior simen, then I guess that would be included. So let's see what the Shach says. The Maharsha Shach says, Nirufizahu adiladasa yeshaimrim b'mafkin. According to the sheet that we had, that when it's a pekod and it's enough, ain't sarach afilu b'chabi, chavis, chabi is dag, bas, and yayin, elachaytzim echad. So by mafkin, right, there are things that need one chaytzim, they inherently need one chaytzim. There are things that need one chaytzim because of a kula of mafkin. So there also, that only is one chaysim. Chedasi yashayim debay v'kichav v'makal shari. The Ramah's kula that only Yehudi chasha needs two samanim and not a guy. So b'chaysim k'dlel sif aleph loy chasha mafteya chaysim echad. So the Shach is mahachmir that this rule that you need a superior chasima when it's only one is not only on the things that the Gemara says one needs one chaysim inherently, but also things that we make by basar, we make by basar in the case of mafkid or the case of a guy according to the Ramah. So Shach says in that case, loy chashem mafteya chaysim echad, we machmir on that as well. So this is, I think, what we would assume, the schumra of the Shach, that any time you need one simon across the board, any time you need one simon, it's got to be a superior simon. It's got to be a solid simon, and an inferior simon is not good. We can argue about what's called an inferior simon. You know, something you can copy today in a computer. I'm not sure how to deal with it, but Shach says lemaisi you need a superior simon. Look at the prichadash on the side, who's mekel in this inyan. The Prichadar says, "Mafteach lechashav chaysa." Mechaber also letamei. The mechaber is going l'shita seishasav kedasa rash b'sif aleph. Uliday mafteach luchudei niklum, and he owes a mafteach alone is nothing. Avashitas rashi teisav rash kasher derab divrayim. V'chein dasa rab bebedek abayis. V'chein mashkov sifkan yudal. Shikul lechalek. Bishalech lemafkin. If you hold, there's a difference between sending with a guy or giving a pekod, we are going to come back and recognize it. V'gabal das hagah. And also the Ramah's kula. Shechilik ben akum liYisrael, choshud. So these again are cases where we're mekel even by basar with one simon. Either where you're a mafkid, you're going to recognize it, or where it's a guy as opposed to Yehudi choshud. L'das kol hani v'rosa, afilu mafteach l'hudei mahani, b'bakim chaysim echad. So he's saying kula here that it's enough in inferior simon if you have one of the kulas that we had. So again, the Gemara says you need two simonim by chavis, by chatichas dag, basa yayin, and chelas, that they need two simonim. Other things need one. Now, basa, dag, and yayin itself only needs one. According to the Mechaber, in the case of Mafkid, where you're going to recognize it later. According to the Ramah, he's Mechalik that a Yehudi Choshud, who thinks you trust him, needs two Simonim, and a guy only needs one Simon. So these Kulis, the Prichadah says, in these cases, it's adequate to have a Mafteach, an inferior Simon, is adequate for such a case. So it's a Kula on the Kula. The Kula de Kula was saying that, in other words, he holds it's very solid, the first Kula, that if you recognize it, you'll come back and recognize it, or that by a guy they were a chayshish, and therefore he holds a mafteach is adequate. So,
when you say a mafkid, the mafkid also has to see later on, or just that he knows that he sent it to him?
Mafkid means that he's going to come back and see it later on.
So the factory which sent that type of meat sent to another to store, well, that would be a mafkid.
Well, if the receiver knows what simon to look for, then it is enough. That's called mafkid. Yeah, it said over there mafkid, or that the person knows what he's looking for. If you look back at the end of Sif Aleph, which is just a page before. In the top line, It says v'chashi suri b'dir esayfim shavkid yalchavim m'sav yeshayim ap edvarim shetzvich eshtechay sabes leyamur el b'shleichay deyakum she'ino yasin liris hachaysim avam mafkid shas liris chaysabay day b'chaysim echad ki yarei snaf a mafkid va'afa sheleach im idea l'chaveir et suris hachaysim. If you let him know what it looks like, avulchav she'idea l'chaveir, you told the guy he knows day b'chaysim echad. So we have here a kula. Basically, what this siman is about is a chumra of shas, and a lot of kulas, a lot of exceptions that lechatzila we try to follow the ikar adin. But these are kulas that we rely on b'makim hefsid. The poskim achrayim bring the prichadash and rely on him in a case where it's going to be a hefsid to throw out the food. So what's basically happening is there's an open gemara. It says chavis nishtei chesamais. Vasadag and yai need two chesamais. According to the Rashba, any day rice nishtei chesamais. If you learn just the Gemara with the Rashba, it's a tremendous chumra. And in learning this simin, as we go through the simin, we're really almost jumping from one kula to another. We had the exceptions where it's enough one mafkid and akum as opposed to Yisrael Chashid. So we had those kulas, and now we're learning that what siman do you need? So we're learning more kulas. That even an inferior siman is good, according to the Pichadash, like me boy, for things that are be'etzam dai b'chaisim echad. But even for things that are, normally we need two simanim, and that's enough one. Now the Mechaber, doesn't really say that. The Mechaber is not saying this kula. The Shach isn't saying the kula. But the Pichadash holds of this kula, and what should I say? It's a lamaisa in every bidiyavet case. Most bidiyavet cases, you have at least some sort of a simon. You have what to rely on in case of need. He's mekel even on shtei bavteches, bokem shtei chesamais. It's not like the mechaber. Yeah. He holds that bavtech is good. So I don't know but a padlock today is considered a chaysim. If you padlock your freezer, that's what we do. And every time a guy owns a restaurant and giving a hechsher, all the meat gets locked, and hopefully only the Jew has the key. That's the way it's supposed to be. That the hechsher comes in with its own lock and locks it. Maybe cameras are good enough. It's funny because cameras should be a perfect siman, except that people don't seem to be afraid of cameras. I don't know why. It's a strange thing that if you remember about 20 or 25 years ago, there was for a brief period of time on King's Highway in East 19th Street, there was a Schwabe store, and then there was a big tumult about it, and then they closed. So what happened there is also was it was not from Eden that owned it. And the Hechshu had the key, the only key to where the meat was kept. And the Mashgiach came in one day, and it was open. He realized that the owner, the boss, had made his own key somehow. And he had his own key that the Hechshu was supposed to have the only key. And that's when the Hechshu was pulled, and the store closed shortly thereafter. But the problem is that they had a second branch in a different neighborhood in Brooklyn, and the people gave the hechsher. The other branch said, no, we're by us, we're more careful, we know. So a lot of people are afraid to eat there, but maybe the hechsher was right, I don't know. All right, so this is basic. There's a... Why you need... By Yisrael Chashud? You need even more... He's worse than a guy, because Yisrael Chashid thinks he's going to trust him. A guy knows that the Jew, that the rabbi has to be in charge. Yisrael Chashid, that's the nature. First, that's the nature of Jews in general. I don't always use the word connive, but to be clever. And second of all, he thinks they'll trust him.
You can apply this to the cookies that may have fish and shark. You say, why don't they need to?
You could apply this, and it's enough one simon. You need the shorting when it gets to the store, though. If you put a simon on the cookie and you didn't give it, you weren't sure beforehand that it had good shorting, you're in trouble. But if the simon was put on something with a good hash and you're afraid you switched it, yeah, then you're good. Okay, there's a second pri chadash, which is interesting because it breaks new ground. Everything we're learning basically in this simon has to do with simanim and exceptions. Nishalti. Down the column of the pri chadash, he brings a shaila. It's probably slightly more than halfway down. Nishalti, a very interesting, not only interesting shaila, but an interesting dispute. Nishalti al tanurim shaloi dekechavim. Now you have to know, I think we've all heard this, that in ancient days, like about 100 years ago, cities had communal ovens. Usually in the town, baker had an oven. And everybody would put food in there to be hot and warm. Certainly for Shabbos, people would put things there. Now, again, there's an issue. If it's a Jewish bakery and only Yidden that use it, so it's not, the bakery's closed at night, so there's really no chashad. If everyone's from, there's nothing to worry about. But very often it wasn't that way. There was a communal oven which Goyim and Yidden used. The Ramah, in the beginning of Hilchos Basar B'Challav, talks about a communal oven where Jews put in their things in the oven and Goyim put treifas in the oven. Ramah talks if you could throw wood into the fire because you may be cooking Basar B'Challav, right? The Goyim may have Basar B'Challav there. So very often there's a communal oven used for both. Where do we have such a thing today? Where do we have a communal oven that's used to treifas and kashrus at exactly the same time? What? On the airplanes. On all the airplanes, they're warming up your kosher meal at the same time that they're warming up treifas. It's double wrapped and therefore it's okay. But it needs to have the proper simanim. See here, the Pri Chadash is talking about what type of simanim you need to put your food into such an oven and come back and get it later. Now it seemed to me and you that it's simple. You should need two simanim. You're putting in the challenge, you're putting in meat. He said, Nishalki atunurim shalavi kechavim shamatminim boichamim b'shabes. They stick in the challenge. Isagi b'chaisim echalei boi beis chaisabais. A double shayla. Do you need two chaisabais or just one? V'imahani mafteach b'bakim chaisim boiloi. So it's a very wide-ranging shayla. One extreme is you might need two superior simanim. And one side is you might need even one inferior simon. Ukashim tinsalay medolei sagi belei chaisim in your chaisim hu ba'ifin zeh. So this is the way they made the simon. In other words, he's going to say if the halacha is that it's only a mafteach, which is going to be his shita. This is what they did. Karchin diyar al gabi hamanol. Now, this is besides the food itself. Had some type of at least a minor simon. What they did is they had a lock on the oven. Now a lock, this doesn't mean a lock with a key, but they sealed the oven. Around the lock, they put a piece of paper. They wrapped the paper around the lock and glued it all together. And then, where it was glued together, they would sign their name or put some other simon. This sounds like a great simon, right? You're wrapping, in order to open the oven, you're going to have to break the seal. And the seal itself has a Jewish signature on it. So that sounds great. Since it's impossible to open the oven without ripping the paper, is that okay or not? It really means misapkalon if a guy could open the oven for us, because as you'll see, he talks about the iser of kireya, of ripping this paper on Shabbos. So what's his tshuva? Achar pilpul aruch. In the Gilead, he never brings the pilpul aruch. Saif davar. Listen what the Prichadah said. Bahasa likna bahadachtina. This is the way I went to the shayla, this is the way I ended up. L'maydishil dilna. The kilkul ha'chaisa b'shabes ha'vabalacha. Isura min haTorah. He says ripping this piece of paper is an issa deraisa. I'll talk to you about why. Ve'ein mahati klal b'zeh amir la'akum. You can't even let a guy, even amir la'akum is asa. You can't have a guy rip open this piece of paper. So he says, first of all, you got a problem with the chaysim, because in order to get into it, you have to rip it. And ripping is a malacha deraisa on Shabbos. The guy's food, well, I guess it doesn't really matter as long as the Jew has it sealed. If the guy's food is there, he's got to wait for the Jews to open it. Oh, you mean if the guy's out for himself, you're right. Then it'll be adapted to that. You're right. V'chein ain't sarach l'shnei chaysamais. He says, you don't even need this. Afilu chaysam echad. Elach esag l'kuli alba memavteach echad. Ukida kasivna. So he's saying, a kula l'chumra. He's saying, you don't need to mavteach this. This is a guy, by a guy with mekel with one simen. And even a mavteach, even an inferior simen is good. So big deal, you put the food in the oven with some type of a minor simen, and it's good enough. You're coming to be machmir, to wrap the opening of the oven with this piece of paper and to seal it. So he says, your chumra is a kula. You're ending up being machmir to put the paper there, but then you have to rip the paper on Shabbos, and that's kareya. That's a malacha of ripping, which he holds as an issa d'oraisa. And it's a deraisa on Shabbos. This type of kareya is a deraisa. So Pichadish is mekel in Hilchas Macholei Akum and Machmir in Hilchas Shabbos. So isn't it kareya derech hashchasa? So it's interesting. The Pichadish is done if mekalkel and misakin by kareya depends on the circumstance, or is just an objective thing. In other words, objectively, it's mekalkel. You're ripping a piece of paper. You're making it useless. I would say it's mekalkel. The prichadash holds what? So the prichadash holds, since under the circumstances this is a tikkun, so that itself is also called a mesakin. I believe that in Digris Moshe, his 10 anaf tshuva on opening containers, one of the first things he's done is this shaila, and he doesn't come out this way. And we'll see in a minute that there are those who argue with the Prichadash. And he says, no, you're a mekalkel legabe kareya. It's just your circumstances, you want to be mekalkel, you want to rip it up. So that's still called mekalkel. But the Prichadash, this is the sheet of the Prichadash. Okay? Which one is Shver? Is Kula or is Chumra? The El Shabbos one. Yeah, I agree. If he's not mechavin to rip it, you mean? So I know the mitzias, if you can fool him to opening it without realizing, like a refrigerator opening it without realizing lights going on, then it would work. I guess the mitzias was just that in order to grab it, you had to rip it. I guess it was just a fact. Otherwise, Dav Shen Miskavin is mutter by a guy. Right? Nachina. What? It wasn't hatmana because they didn't wrap it inside. Putting things in an oven and sealing an oven is not hatmana. Hatmana is when the wrapping material touches the pad on all sides. That's hatmana. But what? But if you seal the oven, it's not. Right here, we're sealing the oven. The pad was in the oven. All right. The Chacham Tzvi argues the Yad Ephraim on the bottom. You have it on the bottom right of your page. The Yad Ephraim. I just want to tell you, I looked into the Chacham Tzvi, listen to his language. The Chacham Tzvi's language, this is in Soysim in Lamites, he writes, Shor Eloi More. He says to the Chacham, excuse me, Hitter es ha'osar, v'osar es ha'mutter. He says he was too machmir on Shabbos, he asked him what's mutter on Shabbos, and osar es ha'mutter, and hitter es ha'osar. And he was matir with just one mafteach. He writes, Kavar hechachti alponam b'yaisai pai imanu. When the Prichadish visited, I already told him to his face, b'shasakli, and he was quiet. What? That's the Chacham Tzvi's Lashon. I'm just reading, I jotted it down. B'shasakli. The Tshuvas Achroinim are full of cases where antagonists met and had different versions of exactly what happened. And it's fascinating. One day I got to collect some of them. The most amazing one is Rabbi Yaakov Emden with Rabbi Zalman Henna. They had a lot of digduk arguments, and they met once in Amsterdam. And Rabbi Zalman Henna writes how he screamed at him about that he was wrong, v'shasakli, and he says Rabbi Yaakov Emden was quiet. And Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes, he said such foolish things, so I'm going to argue with him. And I want you to know, they had this big meeting. They had been arguing for years, and they published, this is after 10 or 15 years of arguing. And their argument boiled down to a dispute, a new dispute. If in Uvolet Ziyain, it says, Unutalasti Rucha, B'Shamas Basraikol, etc. If it's Unutalasti Rucha, or Unetaltani Rucha, which some Siddurim have it one way, some have it the other way. So here, they have this meeting of the century, and they end up getting into an argument. Do you really, I hate to say it, do you really care that much? Taltani Ruach, Tlasti Ruach. Nusachari said Taltani. I think in general, Lubavitch follows, I think it's Nusachari, it's Lubavitch. I think they generally follow Rabbi Zalman Henna. There is Siddurim, the Sefer. Also, there are a few that follow Rabbi Yaakov in Tarvadas, Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Palm and Rebelski very much held with Rabbi Zalman Henna Shitas. But in the world out there, he's considered a machadish, a more modern person, and okay, it's for a different time. But anyway, so the Chacham Tzvi says, I met the Pri Chadash, I told him to his face, v'shasakli, he was quiet, he mishtika kaida. Now whether the Pri Chadash would say he was quiet, you know, I don't know. It's very difficult to say. I went to the Tchelis factory in Eretz Yisrael. So they made a presentation, they took out a tour, and they made a presentation. So a person making the presentation says to me, "No, Rabbi Reisman, what do you say?" So I said to him, "My mother taught me never to contradict your host." I told him. My mother taught me never to contradict your host. So Kavir Pri Chadosh didn't want to contradict his host. But it doesn't really mean he was masking. But let's get to the lumdis of the Shaila. So look at the Ad Ephraim briefly, and we'll talk about it. Iber heitav ein shuvis chacham tzvi simalabites. B'soifai masig ala prichadosh. Shemat ala hashay satashul b'tanuri shayv kechavim l'tzarech Shabbos yom v'layla. Yom v'layla acher. I don't know what that means exactly. What? V'layla echad. Oh, you have echad in your print. Okay, good. Yom v'layla echad. I guess you put it there Friday afternoon. It stays overnight. B'vtech levad. Now, the Pri Chadosh says, Umon Leimara Umnasa. He's Mitzarif Yerashit. There's a rule in Shas, Chazaka Umon Leimara Umnasa, which means to say that if somebody is in a profession and he says that he did certain things that are his umnis, Umon Leimara Umnasa. And Umnin doesn't want to ruin his reputation, and therefore he's trusted for certain things. One of the areas in which we're makel has to do with doctors, with yichud, with women sometimes, or similar situations where the tzadkula is because uman leimarum nasa is a professional, doesn't want to ruin his career, and he's not gonna do things that are improper. So Pri Chadosh says, hey, you've got the town baker, a guy. And he has this business that people pay him to put their pots in the oven. So he says, Uman Leimarum Nasai. So on that, the Chacham Tzvi writes, the Zainai. Like Domilu Uman Vitagor Umavte. It's not Domi to an Uman or a Tagor who he says Leimarum Nasai. He says in the Tshuva, the Chacham Tzvi, that you only say Uman Leimarum Nasai on his Iker Parnasa. On his main parnasa. If his main parnasa is he's a baker, and he has a side income for people putting food in, the dechazokov, uman leimaru umnasai, the Chacham Tzvi holds doesn't apply. Even though, what's the Pri Chadosh saying? We rely on the din of mafkid. We had in Sif Aleph, they only need two simanim when you send it, but if you put it, you come back, you recognize it. Listen to what he says. What can you recognize if it's a mafteach? You really can't recognize it by size. And even by how fatty it is, the whole night it changes. A chalit doesn't look the same the next day as it does when Shabbos begins. Now how can you recognize a chalit in the morning? The simen of it's big or small is not enough of a simen. And to recognize how fatty it is, or what it looks like, a whole night it's mistabek v'yafu. And the guy could say, it's the same thing, it just changed overnight. And as far as umnasai, har yashiv im yaideya. Oh, another reason. Why loy marum nasai? Shari yashiv, the guy will think, im yivada, if he'll be caught, v'loy aminu loy, and they won't trust him with the oven, he's not going to lose his business. Yachsimu b'chaisim b'techaisim. Ayin sham. What does the guy have to lose? In the Chachmas, he says two reasons. He says, one thing is it's not his main on this. He says, what do you have to lose? He knows the Jews catch him, they're going to do a chaisim b'techaisim. Once they do a chaisim b'techaisim, then he'll get paid anyway for using his oven. So the Mela, what's the Geya, Simon Kufiot Ches, the Chachmas disagrees, and he holds, you do need a chaisim b'techaisim. There's no heter of mafki by chalent, there's no heter of recognizable by chalent. I don't know, does a balabus to recognize her chalent as opposed to someone else's chalent? I don't know. Yeah. What? No, he's saying he wants the mafteach plus the mafkid. No, the thing is this. Remember, if it's not mafkid, you need two chaisamas. If it's mafkid, then it's enough for one chaisam. The pichash holds it's enough for mafteach. That means that you have a mafteach plus the kula of mafkid that you're going to see the thing that you did, the thing that you made. So he's saying, what's the mafkid? If it's the size of the chalent, gadol and katan is not a simen. If it's the recognition of the chalent, you want to consider that a mafteach. So people don't recognize their chalent the next day. What? The pot itself you recognize. So I don't know. I don't know if they had farber ware or not. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the guy will switch things in the same pot. Yeah, but the guy could switch things in the same pad. He could take it out and put it in. So I guess it's how? So does every chalent taste different? I don't know. Does every rebbitzin recognize his own chalent? I don't know. Maybe. Of course, that's a worry. Yeah. Well, he has kosher stuff. He'll tell his Drew that. Come to the oven, we'll give you some stuff and we'll so this is the dispute as it's negeya kofiut ches, the dispute as it's negeya to hilchis kireya is itself it's a fascinating thing. Every malacha in Hilchis Shabbos has its own parsha, but kireya especially, the mystery of hilchis kireya on Shabbos. Kireya is to rip. The Mav Malach is things that are sewn together, ripping them apart. And Atelda, the Machaber says, Niyaris Hadvukas. If you have two papers glued together, separating them where they're glued together, that's Atelda of, it's not a dispute, there's no Shaila, unless you have Kulis that we'll talk about. But Stamaza, if you glue together two papers, Niyaris Hadvukas, and you separate them, that's Atelda of Kireya. That's also a Malach of Kireya. Now, the Gedarim of Kireya are thrown into a Machlokes HaPaiskim because of a Braisa, which is quoted in the Magen Avraham, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it without comment. He brings it word for word. Come out, all the Achrayim bring it word for word, and they don't explain why this is different. There's a case in the Braisa of a basket that's covered with a leather covering. If you can imagine, gift basket covered with cellophane. So there are no cellophane. It was covered. It was a basket or a container that was covered with leather. So it says you're allowed to rip the leather to get to the food. That's what it says in the Braisa. You're allowed to rip the leather to get to the food. And that's a case that's mutter. So the question is, what's the geder? Why is that not kireya? Why is that different? Now, I'm going to get to the different pshatim, but one thing is for sure. If you've got a gift basket with cellophane, you're allowed to cut it. Why? We'll get into all the possibilities. But this is no shaila. Because that's exactly the case. The case is that you get a basket of food that's covered with something, and you could cut it open. Now, when we were kids, they always said food is different. Right? They tell you that. Food is different. No. All right. That's what I used to say in the Pirkei Avot. Your food is different. So there's really very little makar for it, except on Yom Tov, when food is different. On Shabbos, food is not really different. There is a Ran in Perek Kol HaKelim, where holds food is different, but it's not brought in the Paiskim. So that's not the Heter. So there are a number of solid Ashitas, which themselves, obviously they each disagrees with the other, but each heter is an interesting heter. The shita of the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and Chassidim are saimach on it. I should add the Chaye Adam brings this as a svara, even though he doesn't clearly paskin like it. I have a brother-in-law who I was talking about the Shaya. What do you say? What do you mean? The Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Chaye Adam. They say the following: Koireya is only when you have multiple items that were put together. Da'am malacha is taifer. That means you have a piece of cloth and a piece of cloth and you sew it together. The oris hadvukais means you have a piece of paper and you glue it together. Things that were originally separate and were put together, there's koireya. Now, it says somebody rips kriya on Shabbos, rips a beged, is chayiv for koireya. So yeah, because begadim are threads that were put together. What's it? What is cloth? Cloth is a bunch of separate threads that are woven together. But leather is not something separate that was put together. Leather is originally it's the hide of an animal, and there's no koireya on things that were originally one thing, that were not originally two things that were attached. There never was a tefira to attach them, and therefore there's no koireya for ripping them apart. And for this reason, those who are saimach on the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Chaye Adam, they hold that you're allowed to rip any plastic. Now, if you have a plastic bag, to rip it where it's glued together on top, that's a deraisa, because there you're taking things that were separate, that were glued together. But if you just cut the bag, a piece of plastic is not separate things that were put together, and therefore ripping the bag, that's mutter, or our paper, they probably would hold also that that's not separate things that were put together, or a cardboard box, and so opening a cereal box or a matzah box where it's glued together, that you should never do, because that is niharis advukais, that's something that's glued together. However, ripping the whole box where it's not glued together, so that's something that the Shulchan Aruch Harav is matil lechatchila. The Chayyadim sounds like he's at least noita to understand the brisa that way, and therefore that's a kula. Now what's interesting is the Mishnah Berurah's attitude towards it. The Mishnah Berurah in Bir Halacha, the Bir Halacha is in Siman Shin Mem. The Bir Halacha says Kosav Godol Echad. He doesn't even quote him by name. He says Kosav Godol Echad, this heter, and the Mishnah Berurah disagrees. He has a kasha on it. He doesn't usually he writes Kosav Ashulchan Aruch Harav, or whatever he calls it, the Graz, and here he writes Kosav Godol Echad, like he doesn't want anybody to look it up or rely on it, and the Mishnah Berurah disagrees with this heter. So the question is, what's pshat in the heter of or that's ripped? So the Chazon Ish has a shita here that koireya derech hashchasa is more kuladik. Usually mekalkel is asa midrabanan. Any other malacha mekalkel asa midrabanan. He says koireya derech hashchasa is not koireya at all. If you rip something in a way that ruins it, that's not koireya, which would mean if you don't hold them Shulchan Aruch Harav's heter, you take a potato chip bag or a matzah box, if you cut it in a way that ruins it, that makes it not easily usable subsequently, then it's that's mutter, that's a heter of koireya. Kareya derech hashchasa. If you have a cellophane on a basket and you take a knife and you cut it open, that cellophane is garbage. It's not reusable. It's not like a bag. If you open the top of a bag, you could still use it. But if you just ruin it, the chazaynish holds halacha l'maisa that derech hashchasa is mutter. Talk about the box or the bag? So the bag, if it's glued together, it's a problem. I mentioned in the past that there are different machines that do that ridge type of seal on top. Some have glue and some don't have glue. I know in Reiser's Bakery, the brownie bars, there's no glue. It's cellophane and it's heat sealed. And the ridges, the reason it's ridged is because when you heat seal something, and you start opening it, then it opens the whole way. But because it has these ridges, it doesn't open easily the whole way. And it's just heat sealed. There's no glue. If there's no glue, then it's mutlachat chila to open. So I'm telling you, it depends how the bag is sealed. A cereal bag is glued. If you open a box of Rice Krispies and you take the bag out, it's glued. It's very hard to open it. It's very tightly sealed. It's much easier to just rip the bag. What? So tearing the bag in the middle, according to Rav, you can tear the bag in the middle. According to the Chazon Ish, you have to ruin the bag in order to be allowed to use it. Now, if you take the two Haterim together, you rely on the Chazon Ish only where you also have the Shulchan Aruch Rav. So then it seems that you would have what to rely on. You have here two Haterim that look. I'm sure they brought the Seibach Chazon Ish and the Chassidim of Seibach Shulchan Aruch Rav. And here we're sort of caught in the middle because the Mishabru is not happy with either one, apparently. But using the two Haterim together would seem to be good. You could cut it with a knife. You don't cut the letters, but you cut it with a knife. It places me, you cut it in the way that ruins it. Cut it in a way that ruins it, yeah. That's correct. Although, if you trace it to the Av Malacha, which is undoing sewing, things are sewn together, separate. If you trace it to the Av Malacha, then it makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Chayslois, there's a case of Chayslois Shaltamarim, which are baskets made to hold dates. Dates are gooey and sticky. And these baskets are Chazal's disposable containers, because they would never use it again. So it would be a basket. By Chosalois, there's no question of Kareya, because it's not something soft that the Shashat Fira. It's a question of ruining a Keli. And there, that's the heter for ruining disposable Kalim. Because by Betzes of Chosalois, that by Chosalois is a heter. But there's no bearing on Kareya. Yeah, okay, that's a heter. Ramesh in the Tshuva writes this heter. There's a heter of Chayslois, which many people rely on. You can't start up with them, you rely on it. I know Bill David told me this when I was in Camp Taravadas 40 years ago. He relies on Chayslois, on the fact that it's disposable. I just always tell people, if you're relying on Chayslois, that disposable things are not Kalim, you should never catch you making kiddush on a disposable with a disposable cup, even if it's silver and nice looking. Because the shita of chayslois is that disposable things are not kelim. Can't wash netilas yadayim with a disposable kelim. Because if you hold the heter of chayslois, that means you hold that disposable things are not kelim. So it's two kulas and two chumras. It's a kula you could break it open on Shabbos. It's a kula you don't have to tovel aluminum pans. They're not kelim. They're disposables. You can use them 3-4 times, but they're made to be disposable. But it's two chumris. You can't use it for kiddush. You can't use it until siyadayim. So how do you have people that open containers based on this heter, and then they make kiddush with disposable cups? It's a very, very hard to... Then it's fine. If you decide to keep it, I think it would be good. That's the heter for opening a can... Because Rabbi Shai, after he writes this heter, he says not to do it. because it's daima la malacha, it's Ramesh's al chumra. He says it's daima ma'ay to a malacha, opening kelim, and therefore you should open before Shabbos. And then Ramesh writes an incredible line, because he also put the midadin, but lamaisi should be machmir. He writes, if you're stuck at a Suda Shabbos, that's also a Sheva brachis, and you're embarrassed, you don't have enough food, then it's mutter al yidei akum. Right, there is mutter al yidei akum. So Ramesh was very machmir about opening these things, and a lot of people say, look, Ramesh Mikra Adin says it's mutter. He's ma'arif to show that there's a heter of chayslais. And then he, at the end, he says, nirali, that it's daim ala malacha, it's Ramesh Zom Chumra. So there are people that I'm saying, most of the welt opens containers. I don't. My job, my hachana for Shabbos is to open the bottles before Shabbos, the drinks, or whatever it is before Shabbos. So that's my thing. If I ever get stuck, and I have guests, I just put the bottle in front of them. And it ends up usually the guests open it. They don't have to tell them. What?
You brought on a cat for people with pets. What do they do with cat containers?
With pets?
Yeah.
Let the pet open it itself. I don't know. Yes, David.
Yeah, but before shops, you said it
in a
place. Friend used to work in Camp Fjord Goldman. He said when they would open a can of tuna, they made sure they would be on top of the can simultaneously while they were opening. So that should also work, assuming that would.
All right, it's a separate discussion. I don't really understand. I don't understand. They say make a hole in the can. What's up to make a hole in the can? The tuna stays in the can.
No, it would start running up simultaneously.
Okay.
They
opened the top and bottom at the same time. Okay. All right, so that would be the Chazay Nish. If you makakal it legamri, then it's mutter. So we have to attain. What is the Bir Halacha? The Bir Halacha struggles with it. The Bir Halacha writes at the end, even a bigger kula, but he says he's not sure. He says it could be kareya is only where you need both sides of the thing you rip. Like you rip, you have a hem, you want to let out the hem. So you open it, then you put it back together. So you need both sides of it. When you rip something, you only need the rip part that you're ripping off, and the rest of it you don't need. According to Mishaburu, would see if you could rip toilet paper off a roll. Because he says, when you rip, and you only need one side, it's mutter, and it could be that's the heter over there, just opening one side to get the food out. But Mishabura ends up himself with a tzarechian on what the heter is. Shin Mem, I don't know if it's based, Shin Mem has a bunch of different dinim, somewhere in the middle there talks about Kareh. But you have to do a new ripping. It's not usable without a new kareya. So your kriya only fix one end, not the other end. Okay, anyway, this is the machlokes, the Chacham Tzvi and the Pri Chadash about the seals of the oven. I guess we should move on to Sif Hei. Shalach Eidei Kechavim Yerech B'Loi Chaisim. If you set the side of meat and you didn't make any chasima. So we do, when you send the sides of beef, you make we engrave something in it, and we put a tag on it. Here you have a person just sent it as it is. This story about the hind leg of an animal, where the butcher trebers it. He cuts out the gid hanasha and the fat around the gid hanasha. The gid hanasha is also in the Torah, and the chelev that's around the gid is also in the Rabbana. So there's a way to do Nikur. Kshera, the Chituch is a good enough simen. Can kol chaticha, shenikah ba Nikur Yisrael, anything where it's Nikur, the cutting in a unique way that Jewish butchers cut it, kagayin medetila schut, kagayin medetila schut diyada, cutting out the chut of that's cut out, v'chut sheitzel achaza, kiyaitzabai, there are two parts of Nikur. They cut out the fats, and they cut out certain blood vessels. So if it's nicker in any which way that it's a chituch of a yid, then it's kosher. So here we have another kula. Again, the Shach and the Prichadash argue. The Shach of Gimel says at the bottom, Loshezeh mashuk tzas dafka di eved have a nicker ki yisabay simen. The Shach says this is only a bidi eved, that the nicker is a good simen. Then he says, "Ochin hatur kasav, Gab ken kaloshen hazeh. He added this lashon. Afilu hachi kasev lahedya b'simen sabachay. Even though he wrote the same lashon of b'di'eved, b'simen sabachay says mutal l'shleiach afilu lechatchilai dev kachavim aydei simen nicker. And there he says you can sell lechatchila through a simen of nicker. Aval amachabel kasev is eklom. So the Shah says it's only muta b'di'eved. Here again, the prichadash, this was not printed on the Gilyan, is a argues. No, here he says b'di'eved. Over there, the Torah says lechatchila, but the shochnar doesn't say. So, we skipped the Ramban Sif Dalet. Thank you. The Ramban Sif Dalet. If shaleach ezadava b'sak, the chasam sak. And he sealed the sack. Any afilu kachosim echad elam kain hafachat firus lefnim. I mentioned this at the end of last year. When you have a bag, you put something in a bag, you seal the top. It's not a good enough simin if the tfira on the bottom, you can still get to it by opening the stitches on the bottom, getting it out, and putting it back in. It's interesting when Trump, when the Orthodox Jews had this Trump meeting, so the Secret Service, when you went in, you had to put your, they didn't want you to have your cell phone, for whatever reason. So they put the cell phone in a bag, and top, they had a special seal. When you left, you had to give it to them to open it. But the tefillah on the bottom, the people in there were pulled out their cell phones. They were filming it. I said, how'd you get it out of the bag? So it's easy. They just opened the stitches on bottom, a couple of stitches, and they pulled it out of the bottom. But someday they learned this Rama. How else would they know? Then they went back. They stuck it back in on the way out. Or they just didn't do anything on the way out. It shows how good the Secret Service is, right? But that's what the Rama is saying, that the inside, the bottom tefiras can be ripped open unless Elab Ken Hafach HaTefiras Lefnim. If the tefillah is sold from the inside and then sealed, so from the bottom, if you rip it open, you can't re-sew it, because it has to be sewn with the from the inside. So then it's good. Plus the sack, that's two. Okay, sifhei is again the din that you rely on the chitoch. If you turn the page, there's a Ramah on sifhei as well. Ramah says shayr chaticha shemayim im yeshlach lehem shulchlafu asurais. Any other cutting, the way a butcher cuts it, anybody butcher could cut it that way, it's not a simen. The dafka bebasa shayr isidei reisa avlum shalach isid rabbana kagay gvinais. But if you sent not fish, meat or wine, so it's isid rabbana, which is the way we hold that together, kagay gvinais like cheese yeshlach hashem echlifam echavim. That will chayish the guy switched it. Imakik tzasam shlo yochofu kula b'tares. If you recognize some of the, and listen to this kula, you sent a bunch of different cheeses, and you recognize some of them, they're all mutter. If oisam shlo yochofu emi yasetayvim shashalach, as a person sent 10 containers of cheese with the guy, and he only made a chayisim on 5 of them. And now the receiver says, look, 5 have a chesim, they're good, the other 5 don't. So we say, if the guy would have been machlif it, he would have been machlif the good ones, not the bad ones. And therefore, now I don't mean it has a chesim, the 5 are you can recognize it by the way it's cut, and the other 5 you can't, you don't have a recognition. So we say, if the guy would have switched it, he would have switched the better ones, not the inferior ones. And when I read this, it bothered me. Maybe he did switch the better ones. Just what's left of, he switched it for inferior ones. So now the other 5 look like the best. So it sounds like it means that you recognize the 5 that you said cut a certain way were the better ones. And then you can rely on that. Now really the Chiddush of Sifhei is other simanim besides a chaysim and a mafteach are good. We say the way you cut it is a good simon. That means we're not limited by a takana derabanan to seals. If there's a way that you can recognize the guf hadavar, that also is considered good. Shaila here is whether tfias ayin works. Somebody says, I recognize my food. Is that adequate? A store, a chef, or a cook says, I recognize my food. Is tefias ayin good enough simon or not. So the Taz here, Sivkot Neches, says that Tfiyas Ayin is good. So I'm going to ask you a question. I think there's a logical answer to it. He says Tfiyas Ayin is good. That means if you recognize it, I can't explain, I just recognize it, it's good. The Gemara in Eilu Metzias says by an Aveda, only a Tzurva Mirabanan is believed with Tfiyas Ayin. So the Talmud Chacham you recognize with Tfiyas Ayin. If you found a Metzia, it has no Simon, and a Tzurva Mirabanan says, I recognize it, it's mine, I can see the way it's beat up, it's mine. So Talmud Chacham you trust, the Tzurva Mirabanan, but not the Hamoinam. So the Kasha is, and this Kasha is asked really by Taz himself back in Simon Samach Aleph, he says, why, by food that's sent, we're saying you can rely on Tfiyas Ayin? And by Naveda, you can't rely on Tfiyas Ayin. Only it's Rabbi Rabbanim. There's a logical answer. And if he lost his chalent and he says he recognizes it, they don't have to give it back to him. Why? What? And by Naveda, I was lost. He lost his, he has a beat up old watch, and he lost it. Now he found it. He has an old camera. Remember once there were cameras. He recognizes his camera. He, you know, it's there's certain things that you can recognize. VSI. Yeah, but it gets beat up over time. It's not, you know. I don't have a problem recognizing my car in a parking lot, even though they all act the same. I know all the dents, exactly which ones. Yeah. You're right, but it's better than that. By this Tfiyas Ayin, the fellow is asking, if he doesn't care about halacha, why is he asking a shayla? He'll just eat it. He has it. He tells the Rav, can I rely on Tfiyas Ayin? No question of honesty. Right, it's not a question of honesty, it's a question of whether you can rely on Tfiyas Ayin. So you can rely on it. He's an honest person. If he'd be dishonest, he would just eat it. By Aveda, he's coming in and he's saying he has a benefit by lying. He's saying, oh, that Aveda, it's mine, give it to me. So there with Chayshishim that he's lying, or at least fooling himself, that he recognizes it. The Nekudas HaKesef, the Samach Aleph says it's not. Taz is the kasha there from Tfiyas Ayin of here to Tfiyas Ayin of an Aveda, and the Shach says, what are you talking about? What's the similarity over here? There's no shail of honesty. He has it. He says, you Rav, can I rely on Tfiyas Ayin? If he's dishonest, he would just eat it. He wouldn't go to the Rav. If he's going to the Rav, he's honest, he's saying, I recognize it, am I allowed to eat it? It's not like an Aveda. By an Aveda, he's trying to get the other person to give it to him. So there, if he doesn't lie, he won't get the other person to give it to him. So if he's dishonest, he has to claim that he knows it. It's Bechlal, not Doima, the case of Aveda, to our case, Bechlal. And it has to do, when you learn Eilu Metzias, with if the Tzubur Merabonon is more Neman because he's more honest, or he's more Neman because he's more meticulous in his recognition of things. But that's really what this has to do. Yeah, but he doesn't have to ask the Rav to be a Sayan. If he doesn't lose the money, let him go home and eat it. No one, there's no police watching him if he eats it. Why is he asking the Rav if to be a Sayan is good? Why does he just eat it? Why does he need to be a Sayan for? He could just eat it if he wants to lose the money. It must be that he's honest. Okay, this seems to be a chilek legabi to be a Sayan, but so Sifhei we learned that you don't need simanim, you don't need chesamis. If you have Tfiyas Ayin in the chaticha or some other sort of Tfiyas Ayin, that's adequate as well.